Everything the Border. Lou and Matt on the Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Well, it was a busy morning this morning, just still kind of unpacking the whole roadmap to recovery from Daniel Andrews. I think we're all still in a bit of shock over it. I know the Prime Minister sounds like he is.
Yeah, I'm calling it the aftermath, Lou, of the announcement on Sunday. So you'll hear that in the podcast today. A bit of the fallout. Bill Tilley joined us, and Bill's been very outspoken. He's the member for Benambra, a different party, obviously. He's the Liberal Party, and Daniel Andrews is Labor. So no love lost there, Lou, but he's been very outspoken in that we should be treated a little better than we have been in Northeast Victoria, I think it's fair to say.
Most definitely. We also chatted about a theory that I have that all the homes in Wodonga are looking spick and span at the moment because we've been unable to leave our homes to go pretty well anywhere because nothing's open on the south side of the border.
That's right. Speaking of which, we talked to the CEO of Business Wodonga as well. Just the impact. I mean, God, if you just stop and think about it for a tick, just how impacted local businesses are, especially when you look north side of the border. As I was saying to him, like, it's so stark the difference, you know, between Albury and Wodonga. Oh. So just the difference, it's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And we even gave Kevin Mack, Mayor of Albury, the chance to claim victory for the third lane on the freeway to cross the border. Sorry, the third lane on the causeway. But he didn't pick it up and claim it like I thought he would, Matt.
Yeah, I know. Classic K-Mac.
he was almost being modest.
Yeah, I know. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to kick it off, though, by focusing on ScoMo's reaction. He said he would take 24 hours to consider the roadmap in Victoria and come back and make a statement about it. And did he ever? Here it is. All right, we all know the roadmap now, and it's pretty ordinary. I mean, basically, we're held south side of the border under a level of restrictions right the way up till the 23rd of November would be the earliest point that those south of the border could live like we do north of the border, COVID normal, essentially.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's dependent on zero cases in regional, basically daily average number of cases to go. Just to the second step is 5 in the last 14 days and in 0 cases in regional Vic. And then the last step, you basically got to have no cases regionally. So elimination strategy, Lou.
Yeah, which is unusual because that's not what was discussed early on in the piece, really.
Glad you brought that up, Lou, because Scott Morrison yesterday had his official response to the roadmap and he started by talking about the original strategy. Have a listen.
At the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic, what we set about was boosting our hospital capacity. And the Minister for Health and then Chief Medical Officer were integrally involved, as I said, in getting the respirators, getting the ICU capacity to ensure that should the virus reach those high levels of community transmission, then our hospital system would not be overrun.
Remember the words, flatten the curve?
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So how could we forget?
That's right. Well, Daniel Andrews has.
Apparently.
Okay, then he pointed out the obvious as well.
Lockdowns and borders are not signs of success in dealing with COVID-19. And so it's important that we put ourselves in a position where they do not feature in how Australia is dealing with COVID-19 on a sustainable basis.
It's hard to disagree with that, isn't it, on a fundamental level?
Absolutely. It's almost like putting a tiny band-aid on something and hoping that it's going to fix an issue.
Exactly. And then finally, he talks specifically about Victoria.
The plan that was outlined yesterday, I hope, is a worst-case scenario. We will continue to carefully review this plan. We're yet still to receive the detailed modelling. We've seen the high-level modelling and the other assumptions that have gone into the plan. But what I can't help but be struck by is that under the thresholds that have been set in that plan, Sydney would be under curfew now. Sydney doesn't need to be under curfew now. They have a tracing capability that can deal with outbreaks. That's why I say it's important that we work on building that tracing capability in Victoria to get it at a level that enables it to move in a more confident way than I think the plan that was announced yesterday set out.
And there it is. That's a part of Scott Morrison's response. And it's essentially surely impossible to disagree with ultimately with what he's saying there.
No, absolutely. And I guess what, I don't know about what you're reading into it, I'm guessing it's the same as what I kind of heard there, was we need to find a way to move forward with our lives. And the plan that was outlined yesterday by Daniel Andrews is not moving forward. It's essentially standing still.
Yeah. Well, his argument is if he releases the shackles now, it will just be a lockdown soon after, because it's going to keep going up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. What ScoMo seemingly is saying is get your contact tracing right.
Yes, because lockdowns don't work.
That's right. And then you'll be like New South Wales and people will be able to live their lives, mm-hmm. and then you'll be able to trace it really quickly. Anyway, a lot more to go with that. And over the past few weeks and months, really, I mean, it's all been woe, hasn't it? Especially south side of the border, Lou. So a lot of negatives. But you just said a few minutes ago you've got a theory about something positive that's happening south side of the border. Please tell.
Absolutely. Look, I believe that homes on the south side of the border are looking better than ever. Like, honestly, because people have been unable to go anywhere except at home, I think people have been spending a lot of time sprucing up around the house, inside, outside, all different stuff. But honestly, I believe that everyone's home on the south side of the border is looking better than ever.
Now, your place?
Definitely. We're building a new front fence at the moment. Have done the gardens, have gotten rid of all the leaves and debris from all the gum trees around the yard, had bonfires over the winter, because you can. It is looking schmick. I don't think it's ever looked as good in the 10 years that we've lived there.
Because there's nothing else for you to do, Lou.
Nothing else. And you've got to busy yourself. You can't just binge watch Netflix all the time.
It does, man. Like, give it a red hot crack.
Yeah, you can. But once you get sick of that, you feel like you've got to do something. And I think people have been really like keen to just do stuff and feel useful too.
I tell you what, that's an intriguing theory. And how do we test this theory out though, Lou?
Well, give us a call. 13 27 10. If you live on the south side of the border and your home is looking better than ever since COVID, let us know. 13 27 10.
If it's looking worse than ever as well.
Oh, feel free. Like if it's all falling apart for you.
If you want to dispel this clumsy theory.
If you want to ruin my theory, that's fine too. If you're like, nah, I've just been binge watching Netflix the whole time. But I honestly, because if you do have to go, when you go to the shops and stuff, you notice people are doing stuff around their houses too more than ever.
13 27 10, is your house south of the border looking better than ever? Is Lou's theory correct? 13 27 10. We'll find out next. It's Triple M. I'm so intrigued by the premise of your theory, Lou, that we're about to get to, that I'm almost thinking that it needs to be under this banner. Curiosity. I'm very curious. Ooh. Now as to...
It's Lou's curiosity show.
Yes.
This morning.
So we're testing a theory that Lou has on 13 27 10. What is said theory, Lou?
Said theory is that the lockdown in Victoria, and the fact that we haven't been able to go and visit anyone or really go anywhere in Victoria for the last, 7 weeks, has made our homes in Victoria that bit nicer. Like, I just think houses are looking good south side of the border at the moment.
Better than ever, you think?
Better than ever, because we've just had that time on our hands to be able to do stuff around the house.
All right, time to test the theory on 13 27 10. Rita from Wodonga, is Lou's theory correct? Rita, are you there? Is she correct? Let's find out, Rita.
No.
No? Oh,
no.
Rita, what have you been doing? Is it...
Not much.
Not much? Just couldn't be bothered?
No, I've been off... I've got a part-time job, but I've been off my part-time job since about April.
Yeah.
I've, had a cook back, everything else.
Oh, you can't do it with a cook back.
The garden looks a mess.
Oh, no. Oh, Rita. Yes. I think it's a bit... I probably should have specified it's probably a bit 50-50, because a lot of people, like you said, if you haven't had work and things that could be, that are obviously very difficult...
Look, Yeah, it's just been a bit awkward. And now I just can't get in the garden, can't do anything.
It can't be 50-50, Lou. Then it looks no different.
Well, yeah. So, okay, maybe not 50-50. Yeah. Maybe 60-40.
Ah, 60-40.
Maybe 70-30. I don't know. Oh, Rita, I'm sorry that that's the case at your place. But honestly, with the weather getting a bit nicer, at least you can go and sit outside and enjoy the warmth.
Oh, look, I can sit outside, but, yeah, I look at a pretty crappy garden, I can tell you that.
Oh. It's nature. There's nothing wrong with that. Overgrown nature.
There you go. Embrace it as being nature, Rita.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. I love it. It's like a magical garden of weeds.
Thank you for that. At least I get a laugh of the day. Thanks, guys.
So is there anyone who supports Lou's theory? Rita's in the no camp. 13, 27, 10.
Maybe I need to reconsider my sample size, like being my place and maybe the neighbours. 13, 27, 10. Is it true? Ali from Key was giving us a call. Ali, have you been sprucing up around the house?
Well, is it cheating if you have someone come in and pay to do a lot of things for you?
Lou, Ali, no,
it's not cheating. If you've had like the time around the home to look at it and go, this needs doing and that needs doing, and someone's come and help you do that stuff and your house is spruced up, I think that counts too.
It does.
What have you done around the home?
Completely painted the outside, put a bird netting in the guttering, had a studio built in my shed. Had a
desk. Wow. Yeah. Well, I guess the other thing is, like, a lot of people had money put away for holidays and stuff and you couldn't go anywhere, so you might as well use it to make your environment nicer.
True.
That's another issue of trying to get money back from a Europe trip.
Oh, anyway, no, Ali, let's not go there. Thanks for your call, though.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And no to that one, though. I'm not sure we can mark it down as a workable theory at this stage.
It's not really a great theory. I've used the same modelling that Daniel Andrews used for the roadmap out to recovery.
And, of course, the Daniel Andrews announcement on Sunday wasn't particularly well received either in Melbourne, in the metropolitan areas, or in regional Victoria, especially because the changes here are going to take ages to implement, and our fortunes are completely tied into the rest of regional Victoria as well. So if we continue to have zero cases, yet there are cases in Bendigo, then the chances of us going back to COVID normal are minimal, which seems crazy to me. But anyway, what about businesses? Because businesses are going to be massively affected and have been over the past few weeks. We've got the CEO of Business Wodonga with us, Neil Aird. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
So, Neil, it has been obviously a long haul so far for a lot of businesses everywhere, but certainly south side of the border, because they were closed, then they were open, and a lot of them are being closed again. What's the general sentiment for business owners in Wodonga at the moment?
You're exactly right. It has been a long haul, and businesses have done the right thing right through, so to their credit, thank you. But they're exhausted. It's taken a long time, and without any active cases up here, they meet the level where we should be moving to the next step, and we can't do that because, as you said, some of the regional cities in the south still have cases.
Yes.
And we're linked to them. It's just not fair. And businesses, as I said, are exhausted, and they really do need to see a more positive change.
Now, Neil, to very specific things that would only happen in a border community like this, so, for example, that wouldn't happen in a place like Bendigo, businesses could look to move north side of the border, basically up sticks and move. I mean, have you heard that some businesses are considering moving to Albury?
I have heard that, but I'm not quite sure how serious they are, because that is a big move. And if Victoria does achieve what they're aiming for, who knows what will happen next? If New South Wales still has cases, Victoria going to introduce restrictions. So I wouldn't recommend it, but you can understand why people would think that. What I prefer to see is that if the government are going to force these restrictions onto us, they need to support the businesses that are really struggling and you know, we need to. It could be practical support like funding to help the hospitality industry set up in the outdoor settings. Look, it's got to be keeping JobKeeper. We really do need to see that stay on as long as it's needed. And we really do need to think the border rules with the closure. It would be good to see no restrictions on residents within our zone so that we can freely travel to New South Wales and enjoy the same conditions they have.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Neil, if any local businesses are doing it tough, what's your website so they could get in touch with you?
It's www.businesswodonga.com.au, and I encourage businesses, if they are struggling, whether it's their health or economically, financially, to contact us or to contact someone at least and talk to the people.
Yeah,
it's really essential.
Great advice, and we'll check in with you again soon. Neil Ed, CEO of Business Wodonga. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Triple M, and we need a sledgehammer to smash through some of these stupid rules and regulations, do we not, Lou?
Oh, do we ever.
And we've got just the man for it. Now, it took ages, but finally authorities listened to an idea that we talked about. We don't own the idea, but we talked about it in the first couple of weeks of the border closure, making one or both of the southbound lanes go north on the causeway at peak periods. And here's the man who used the sledgehammer to get it done, Albury Mayor Kevin Mack. K-Mack, good morning.
Good morning, Matthew.
Does that sum it up?
How are you today?
Yeah, that's good. Does that sum up what happened in that meeting?
No, mate. Are you okay this week, remember? Are you okay, Matthew? No, too much aggression. No, look, there was a lot of discussion over a lot of weeks, but there's a lot of unwillingness to change the status quo sometimes, and it takes a change in the PHO for us to think, well, how are we going to get those vehicles from A to B, to be honest? It's just been a long, long 8 weeks, mate, but
it has.
We are getting through it. But if you read the stories about in Melbourne today, Victoria's 85% have 85% of all the deaths that have occurred because of corona, and it's very sad that we are losing vulnerable people, and this is a very sad time in our history. So lanes are just a minor part of the puzzle, mate.
Well, they are, but I guess one of the things that a lot of people are advocating for is the fact that we've got coronavirus, it's here, but we need to find a COVID normal. So we need to be able to operate as normally as possible with COVID-19 in our lives. And just having that extra lane to allow people to move more freely and more quickly, that's a massive bonus.
Yeah, look, it'll be tested today. I think yesterday was a bit of a free kick with a lot of people had Mondays off, but it'll be tested today, and if it works well today, then the police will continue to modify it as we go. And the encouraging news is if things start to change during the day, they'll consider opening it again. So it's not just set into one timeline. So, look, I think it's just a good way in the right direction. I would prefer to express lane there, but I'd also prefer no lanes, you know, in terms of let's open the bridges. But
that's right.
As I say, there's a lot of people who are suffering through this pandemic, and I think the least of it is worrying about being stuck in traffic. But you know, at the end of the day, I do agree, Lou, it's a new COVID normal, and we need to sort of address it as best we can, be as flexible as we possibly can within the public health order. But look, all things being equal, before we come on air, Matt says it's brought us close together, and really, that's encouraging. It's encouraging for him to think that. But
you're choked up, aren't you, Kevin?
Lou, you and I are close together. I don't know about Matt. He never stops whinging.
We're tight. There's no doubt. I'm getting choked up myself right now.
Lou, you're one with nature, Lou.
Until she tells you off.
Is it only certain birds swoop?
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Why is it plovers and magpies?
We're out of time. We're going to ponder this. Lou's going to get back to you next time.
I'll let you know, Kevin Mack. I feel it's
Albury
a very
hungry. It's taken a turn. Albury Mayor Kevin Mack, because I get swooped on Swift Street, and you should do something with that bird.
Here we go. Now it has taken a turn.
Here's Tom Petty. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. We talked about it yesterday and, of course, today as well. The slow-moving Andrews COVID roadmap locks us in with the rest of regional Victoria, which means despite us having no cases. If places like Bendigo, Ballarat or Geelong still have active cases, we might not move to COVID normal, as we have in Albury, for many, many months. That includes a delightfully isolated COVID-free town like Corryong, where Bill Tilley has just gotten back from. Their fate is tied into Bendigo's as well, can you believe it? Bill Tilley, member for Benambra. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Matt. Morning, Lou.
Bill, okay, what do you think of the Andrews government, the Victorian roadmap?
Well, it's not a roadmap, it's a roadblock. You know, if someone's lost, someone can't read a map, because we get it along the border communities here. We have been disciplined. We've owned this from the go-get. We've done all the right things, and we've been gutted out of this whole deal.
Well, you said a few weeks back that we should have the same restrictions inside our bubble, because the difference is stark between Albury and Wodonga. I mean, it's unbelievable, the difference right now. So have you not made any headway with the Andrews government on that specific thing?
No, it's all been shut down. You know, you're trying to get to the responsible rural minister to try and get her to stump up and respond, but it's just nothing but closed shop and the same caps try to fit all everybody. I mean, the border bubble, the policy should complement, you know, what New South Wales has been able to do, and the community should be able to get this. So in the last week, we saw a build-up. You know, we swallowed the bitter pill on Sunday. It was outrage and disgust yesterday. You know, it's all served up by the same snake oil salesman that made us sick in the first place. And, you know, he just got to just get over this and be our champion. You know, that's what any responsible government should do.
Yeah, I guess, Bill, the big question is, do you think that appealing in any way, appealing to the Prime Minister, appealing to anyone, is going to make any difference?
Well, I'm pretty confident that through all the commentary that I'm reading, that the Prime Minister is fully aware of this, but I think during this experience, the Commonwealth has realised that how much power that the Commonwealth does not have over the states. And in stark contrast, where New South Wales has, you know, got great contact tracing, it's working, whereas the failures by the Victorian government just aren't seeing, you know, any light in the tunnel. Well, what we thought was light in the tunnel, they've closed it up.
Yeah,
more pain.
Yeah, and certainly the Prime Minister was very strong yesterday in saying all of that, saying contact tracing needs to be improved massively, lockdowns are not the way we should manage it going into the future, and how is Victoria going to pay? So he said all of that yesterday. Bill, we'll catch up with you again very soon. We're out of time now, but your sentiment is exactly what we've been hearing from basically everybody pretty much here in northeast Victoria.
We'll keep working at it. Don't worry about that. We'll keep working at it.
Member for Benambra, Bill Tilley, thanks for your time this morning. Have a top day.
You too.